ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि भास्कर्यारे जतायने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today, in our first morning session, I would like to summarize the wisdom of the Japa retreats. When does the revelation of the holy name take place? A simple and very correct answer would be when Krishna, in his great mercy, reveals himself. But there is something which we human beings from our side can do so that Krishna sees our best endeavor. And in the Japa retreat we call this, what we can do, alignment. What is saglostovo, or alignment? Saglosovanie. Saglosovanie? Yes. But please don't look, Rajarenu, you sometimes do things, many things at the same time, but now only one time. Alignment means to put into place. It comes from the French word aligner, into line. Let me give you an example. This is one thing. This is another thing. This is another thing. Now they are all aligned. They're in one line. Alignment in Japa means to put three things into line. Body, mind, and heart. When you have these three things in their appropriate places, then a lot of spiritual energy is created. I want to give an example of a machine. When there is the oil at the right place, the ignition, and the wheels, the engine can run 240 kilometers an hour. But imagine the oil is not in the right place, but it is put on the frizura of the driver. Or if the spark, the ignition spark, is used to light a cigarette, for instance. The car wouldn't be able to run very fast. So in proper japa, we have to use our body, mind and heart in the proper way. I would like to show this to you on a graphic design.
In the Japa retreats, we use usually one very nice example. It's the example of an ancient Indian temple. Like the temple of Sri Rangam in south of India. Who of you has visited the Sri Rangam temple, if I may ask? Dalia was there. And you were there? Yes. What is very significant in this temple is that there are many different gates. So they are called gopuras, through which you walk. So you walk through the first gate, and you pass through the walls that surround the temple. Then, a little later, there's another wall with another gate. And you also walk through that. There you come through yet another wall, and another gate, and you, oops, I'm not good at drawing, but you walk through there also. Now you come to what is called the Sancto Sanctorum, and the door is closed. You have to wait. Because it is this last door which is open whenever Krishna wants. I once arrived at 5 o'clock for Madhuharati. We stood here. Waiting that the altar door would open. But the priest said, no, she recognized that it is a little bit much last day.
No,
And he was now very tired. And he needed to bathe a little bit. Like you had to wait for your
prasad,
no? Then they brought an elephant to wake up Ranganath. 3 times he had to make his elephant sound. Finally, the door opened.
What
inside? So, when we start our japa, we have to align our body. Go to the gate of the body. And we will do this, we will learn this
tomorrow.
How do we put our body in the best situation that the gates of the body will open and we can go
further?
Second is our mind. To go through the door of the light. And we will learn how to open the mind. Then the last is the third gate we have to go through, the art. And we will learn in this workshop how to open the gates of the heart. Alignment means for body, mind and heart in a situation where the Holy Spirit can just work through you. There is no technique which you can learn which can force Krishna to appear. You can have on your side to put body, mind and heart into line. But the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, this is Krishna with a peacock feather. They always have to reveal themselves. It's like, to give you an example, there are doors which only open from the inside. You can do whatever is in your power to try to push the door open. But unless it is open from the inside, it will remain closed. I have such a door in my hotel. Just someone might try to take me out of the bed so that I get this seminar. But he couldn't go into my room. I have locked it from the inside. And unless I was going to open it, no, so, Radha Krishna Would you like to learn this stuff? You are
interested.
This will be for some of you a very intense experience. For some of you, it will be a mystical experience that you will see different things. Some of your chakras may open. So we have our person, need I to take care of her? So let us start. Is this analogy clear to you? You have body, mind, and heart, which you can bring into the practice of chanting. It's good if all of them are there. Because then only maximum concentration
can take place.
If I talk to you, but at the same time you write a letter, you're not there and you're not able to listen to what I
tell.
Have you ever tried to make a conversation with someone who was constantly receiving phone calls? It's not possible because his mind is the telephone calls that he
receives.
So Krishna can also not communicate with us if our mind is absent. Krishna cannot enter into your heart if you have just given it to money or wine or woman. And you can also barely again concentrate if you are sleeping. So body, mind, and heart need to be brought into the practice. Then it's your time to start. Once again, I will chant one time alone, and at the signal, we chant together. I will tell you a few words in between. Keep on chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Now, I request you to check your pronunciation. Use your lips, both of them, and your tongue. And make a very clear sound.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Now we will add the mind. We will go now through the gate of the mind. The mind especially should be trained in concentration or mindfulness. In India, in all spiritual traditions, there is a knowledge about how the mind gets influenced by the breathing. So I will now prepare your mind. I request you to look around a little bit. Soon we will close our eyes. Just look at the ceiling, the nets, this interesting platform. Just be a little bit, well, the best is this nice banner. Look around at the audience. Just, no need to smile at your friends, but just look around to perceive them. Stretch yourself a little bit like this. Yes, but you must touch the ceiling. Okay, bring them down and exhale deeply. Deeply inhale. Exhale again very deeply. Inhale. And now close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. Just observe it. Don't try to force it. Look at your breath going in and out. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reminds us, he is the prana, he is the in and outgoing breath. This breath comes and goes like the waves which come and roll onto a beach and then recede back into the ocean. I will ask you a question now. How does it feel to breathe? Is it a cool sensation at the nostrils? Is it relaxing? Is it maybe strange, the feeling? Deeply inhale and exhale. If in the process any thoughts should appear, allow them to pass by. If any feelings like impatience should appear, let them pass by. You are like a mountain. Thoughts and feelings are like clouds. Passing by. Breathe out deeply and deeply in. And kindly think, I'm breathing in and I know that I am breathing in. Observe your breath. Now slowly bring your attention to the space of the heart. From scripture you have heard that the eternal soul resides within the heart. Tell yourself very clearly now, I am. How does it feel to be? Let this time be your time for letting go of all activities. Just be. Now tell yourself, I am eternal. How does it feel? No birth, no death, not influenced by time. You have all the time. You are eternal. How does it feel? Now tell yourself, I'm eternal, a part and parcel of Krishna. Part of God, like a spark is a part of the fire, or gold is a part of a gold mine. Or the atomic part of light is a part of the sun. You are not the body, but you are an eternal part of God. How How does this feel? From this place, we will keep our eyes closed. And with deep concentration, we will address Krishna through the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We will now do a very important technique. We will bring our whole attention to one mantra. When we chant, we will not think that we will chant the next mantra. We will also not think that we have chanted mantras before. We will just stay with one simple mantra. I will one time chant alone, and when you hear the signal, we will all chant together. Allow your mind to totally enter the stream of sound vibration. And do not leave the stream. Be fully present, fully attentive. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Please keep your eyes closed. Some of you were chanting very good, but most of you were still coming close to good chanting. You have to bring your mind now into the sound vibration. Imagine the sound vibration to be like a golden stream. Then bring your mind inside, surrounded with the sound vibration. Thank you. Remain like you are now. We will now go much deeper. Now we will bring devotion into this practice. Feeling of surrender. We will think now about our relationship. We will read two prayers to you, and please very carefully absorb these prayers. They will only be in Russian. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me, a sinner and offender, in your service.
Пожалуйста, займите меня, грешника и оскорбителя, в служении вам.
I request you now to follow Dhyan Chandra Goswami, and as you chant, bring the mantra into your mind. Your mind is like a container of many thoughts. But now, in the first step, you will bring only the mantra into the container of your mind. Should any thoughts come, let them pass by like clouds which pass by a mountain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Step 2. Now bring your mind into the heart of the mantra. Radha and Krishna, who are identical of the mantra. The mantra is not some sound vibration alone. The mantra is Radha and Krishna, which reveal, who reveal themselves to us first in their name, in the sound. Although the two are not different, we have not always realized that. So as you are now chanting in Kirtan, think again of this prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You have to really pray. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We'll now apply all the three wisdoms. With our body we sit straight. With our mind we concentrate fully on the mantra. On one mantra, not on so much singing. Be fully present in the present. Be fully present in the presence.
And with our heart, we address Radha and Krishna. Think of the temple example. We go through the gate of the body. Then we go through the gate of the mind. Then the third gate, the gate of the heart. And then we simply wait for Radha and Krishna to reveal themselves. We will sing very devotionally with our full everything what we got, begging the divine couple to be engaged in their service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Please sing, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna. When you chant either japa or kirtan, just think of alignment. Bring body, mind and heart into a position which is most favorable for the chanting. In kirtan, when you do japa, the body can best sit. When you do kirtan, the body can graciously dance. In japa and kirtan, the mind can concentrate on what is at the present moment there, that is the sound vibration of the holy name. Our mind so often cheats us. It either thinks about things which are past, yesterday, what he or she said to us or wrote on the email, what happened in Moscow, which is far away now, or our mind thinks of the future. What preparation will be at the next prasadam? What will happen next in this japa retreat? What will I do next? And what is about India? Should I go today, this year on pilgrimage, yes or no? In this way we are either in the past or in the future, but not now in the present. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, forget the past. And never, do not dream of the future. Be with times which are with you. Be now. And when you do kirtan, be with the mantra. And the heart should relate with some devotional feeling to the personalities whose name you chant, Radha and Krishna. Let us not forget, kirtan means praise. And through praise, you enter into the presence of the personality. Take this with you. It's your first workshop. Now we will do the exercise of body discussion. Yeah, I think we should say maybe retreat partner. Huh? Yeah. What? Partner. Good. Partner. I think what we should do is, my assistant has just said that you should, I have an idea. Why don't we all find now our buddy? Our partner. And sit with him. And then I will give you a question. So that you know how to do this in the free time. We will make this exercise now. I hope it's possible for you to find your partner. Oh yes, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj. Good, good, good. Very good. My partner has found me. I didn't find... If you have either come today... Find yourself someone now to discuss with. And And for those of you who are here since yesterday and find your partner, if you can't find your partner because he's in the bathroom or something, then find another free person. Yes. May I ask, who of you is still without a partner? Okay, so you know better. Shuddha, you have your partner? Good. Krishna Tattva, you also. Maybe you're... Odaya, you found your partner? Yes, Dobro. So, those who have not yet found a partner, no problem, you can join the others for now. I now request you to do the following. Share with your partner your experience as you went through the three gates. Share what you experienced when you went and aligned your body, your mind, and your heart. You can also share with your partner any creative Krishna conscious, I would say, any good idea which you have to align yourself even better than we have done together. So share your experience of this session, the alignment session. Please start now.
Only 1 minute, then we are finished.
Thank you very much. You have now done what I will request you to do every day between 3 and 5 o'clock. You have done what we call what is called manaha or reflecting. Reflecting your experience. And this will help you to bring what you have heard deeper inside of you, so that it stays longer with you. Best would be to bring it really deep, like in deep meditation, where you can bring it in your subconscious. But this is level one. Let us not try to learn so many things too quickly. So I will now ask you a question, which I request you to discuss this afternoon, after this session, after you've taken prasadam with your buddy, with your partner, retreat partner. How could you apply the teachings of alignment for your japa and kirtan? Yes. Konkretna. Huh? Yes, this is important. Konkretna. Very konkretna. Yes, 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 yes. Another two little announcements. Do you remember what yesterday's class was about? Sankalpa, yes, very good. You're excellent students. At least those who are fully awake. Your intention. Keep that very high. Throughout the retreat. See, we are on a journey. Maybe we will pass through some difficult areas, or one of you will go through some experiences, different difficult experiences. Keep your intention or sankalpa. And the last point, which you should please do, pray to Goni Thai or to Radha and Krishna for mercy. I cannot stress this enough, you know, what you have seen there. The ultimate gate will open only from inside. It will have to be opened. So pray for mercy that the Holy Name reveals Himself and Herself. I'm totally in ecstasy. We are only 5 minutes late. That's amazing. Now the next session will start at 3 o'clock. No, 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit spaced out. Now we will do 1 hour japa together. Hari Bol. 1 hour japa together. That's good. And we will immediately apply these techniques. Even we will bring them further. And then at 2 o'clock you can leave the hall. I mean, you can obviously leave the hall at every second in your life, you know, I'm just saying it like this. Yeah. Yes, but it's good if you stay at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock there will be prasadam, hopefully. And then we will all meet again at 5 o'clock here in this temple room. I must thank you very much for your kind participation. So, now japa time. Hare Krishna. Haribo, Haribo.